Live from NPR News, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The White House says President Trump is waiting to get the all clear from his doctor to go out and campaign again. This even though the administration's own Centers for Disease Control and Prevention advises that anyone with COVID-19 may need to isolate for up to 20 days from the time they display symptoms. Well, the president's doctor says his client should be able to make a safe return to public engagements as soon as tomorrow, maybe 10 days after the White House says Trump tested positive for coronavirus. But as NPR's Selena Simmons-Duffin explains, many public health experts are still worried that might be too soon.
CDC guidelines say when it comes to mild cases, you're likely no longer infectious 10 days after you first experienced symptoms, but that period is 20 days for people who had more severe illness. There isn't a lot of public information about the president's illness, including when his symptoms began or how seriously sick he was, so public health experts worry that he's ending his isolation too early and could be putting others at risk. Selena Simmons-Duffin, NPR News.
Alarmed by President Trump's conduct, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi says the Democratic majority in the House is moving forward on a bill that would allow Congress to intervene under the 25th Amendment to the Constitution to remove a president from office based on his or her physical or psychological fitness.
This is not about President Trump. He will face the judgment of the voters. But he shows the need for us to create a process for future presidents.
This coming as Speaker Pelosi questions whether drugs the president was taking for COVID-19 might have been affecting his judgment. She raised concerns after the president abruptly halted coronavirus relief talks when they were not going the way he wanted. Pelosi tells MSNBC she plans to hold negotiations later today with Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin. Federal and state authorities in Michigan continue to investigate a foiled plot by suspected domestic terrorists to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer. From member station WKAR in East Lansing, Abigail Sensky reports President Trump has tweeted that Whitmer has done a terrible job as governor and should thank him.
The president's tweet called on Whitmer to open up the state, schools, and churches, many of which are already open. Churches in Michigan never closed. Other businesses like bowling alleys and movie theaters are set to reopen today, after the state Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling that upended the governor's emergency powers. Many of Governor Whitmer's executive orders aren't enforceable until the legislature codifies new ones. The State Department of Health and Human Services has stepped in with emergency orders that uphold basic COVID-19 precautions, like a statewide mask mandate and restrictions on the size of gatherings. For NPR News, I'm Abigail Sensky in Lansing.
This is NPR. The 17-year-old charged in the deadly shooting of two people during protests against Kenosha police in Wisconsin appeared via Zoom in court today in Illinois, where he was arrested after the August 25th violence. Attorneys for Kyle Rittenhouse are fighting extradition to Wisconsin. The teenager is accused of killing two men and injuring a third who, like the alleged gunman, are white. His victims were part of demonstrations over Jacob Blake's shooting. Blake, a black man, was struck multiple times during an encounter with police and was paralyzed. Rittenhouse's next hearing is scheduled for October 30th. The U.S.-Canadian border remains closed to non-essential travel because of the pandemic. It's been that way for 6 months. Still, as Dan Karpinchuk explains, thousands of Americans looking to sightsee or shop continue to be turned away.
Canada's Border Services Agency says over the past month, more than 3,400 Americans were turned back at the border. Most were heading north for recreation. Since the border was closed in late March, Canadian officials say more than 22,400 foreign nationals have been rejected from entering Canada, 87% of them Americans. Most travelers were turned back as they tried to enter by air, land, or water, with tourism and sightseeing given as the main reason for their trip. Non-essential travel to Canada continues to be banned until the end of November. However, Ottawa recently said it would ease restrictions to allow more extended family members into Canada on compassionate grounds. For NPR News, I'm Dan Karpinchuk in Toronto.
The Dow is up more than 0.75%. This is NPR News.